getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, here we go. Time once again for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, back for another week. How the heck are you doing anyway? Man, I'm having a heck of a day, not to mention a heck of a week. I'll tell you about that as we get into the show. Doesn't really matter to you. It's just a bunch of personal stuff. But man, sometimes you just have one of those days, don't you? But anyway, we'll talk about that coming up here. Got a great 78 of the week for you. Remember to bring those 78s up that were in the garage that I was talking about the last couple of weeks. I got a bunch of great old polka records right here. Let's do it. Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys. The last few weeks we've had the Harmony Boys. They weren't the Lucky Harmony Boys. I don't know what the difference is. Who'd you like to love you anyway, huh?
Who'd you like to love ya? Who'd you like to love ya? Who'd you like to hold ya tight? Who'd you like to kiss ya? Who'd you like to kiss ya? When it's time to say goodnight, who'd you like to want ya? Who'd you like to want ya? Close your eyes and try to see. Who'd you like to love ya? Honey, can't you see? I hope you're gonna say it's me. Hey! Yee-hoo-hoo! Who'd you like to miss ya? Who'd you like to miss ya? If you sail far, far away, who'd you like to meet ya? Who'd you like to need ya? More than anyone can say, who'd you like beside ya? Who'd you like beside ya? On the day you say I do, tell me that you love me, if you really do. 'Cause honey, I'm in love with you. Yee-hoo-hoo! Hup, hup! Yee-hoo-hoo! Yee-hoo-hoo!
And his Lucky Harmony Boys. And there's Who'd You Like to Love You? Obviously, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, back for another week here. How the heck are things going for you? Man, I'm telling you, what a day. What a day it's been, and the day's only about two-thirds over, man. I'll tell you what. How's the day? How's the day going anyway, huh? First of all, my wife's car's been in the shop. So between me and my wife and my daughter, we've been switching around cars. I can't keep track of who's got which keys for what at any given moment. And a short version of a long story, her car had an engine defect in it. It's like a 5-year-old car, but it has like a big warranty in it. And it was a design flaw, I guess they say. So we have to pay to fix it. They basically put in a new engine. And the new engine dripped oil like, you know, a quart a day. And so they said, bring it back in, we'll take care of it. Well, I thought they were going to have to put another engine in there, but then it turned out it was a leaking rear seal or something that they could fix, and they fixed it. So she said, hey, my car's done, but I got to get to a fingernail appointment, and the lawnmower's got a flat tire, so you got to get that off so we can take it into town so I can do that at the same time. Then my grandson fell off his 4-wheeler riding thing, and he skinned his knee, and he skinned both his arms, and he skinned his side, and he was very upset about the whole darn situation, so we had to get him all squared away. And, yeah, geez, what a day. And then I'm like, oh, I'm just going to go hide in my little studio and do the polka show. So here we are, folks. Bernie Witkowski and his world-famous orchestra. Not his regular orchestra, but his world-famous orchestra. Like he's got two different ones. Like Lil Wally. Sometimes he's got the Lucky Harmony Boys. Sometimes he's got the regular Harmony Boys. I don't know, but here's Bernie Witkowski anyway. There you go, Bernie Witkowski and his world-famous orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now, this next record, first of all, is one of those records where you look at it and say, well, that's too scratchy. I can't play that one. And then you realize, yeah, I could probably get away with it. And then you look at it and you go, wow, we haven't played a record by Joe Kraska and Jar Marshall for a long, long time. And you'll notice on the record it says Joe Kraska, K-R-A, in capital letters, S-K-A. And John Marshall, that's M-A-R in all capital letters, and then S-H-A-L-L. So it's like the name of the group is Kramar. It's what it's implying, but it doesn't actually say that on the record anywhere. It's a Pleasant Peasant 45. If you played old-time records a lot, you've definitely seen a Pleasant Peasant record in your life. And it also says across the record, the big new sound. So I don't know about all that, but it is the double Cordovox polka. There you go. Double quarter vox polka there. That is Joe Kreska and John Marshall here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, as we talk about the World of Accordions Museum and invite you to stop by, pay him a visit, should the opportunity present itself there in Superior, Wisconsin. For those of you that know the area, they're on Belknap Street. You may even have lived around there within a 100-mile drive and never even knew there were 1,400 accordions. Just a hop, skip, and a jump away at the World of Accordions Museum, huh? Bet you didn't know. Well, now you know. Now you have no excuse not to check it out, right? You can find them online, worldofaccordions.org. Kind of get a little taste for the place, see a few pictures, read a lot of history and good information. They're an excellent place to research the music, the instruments, the people who brought the music to the country, and all that good stuff. They've got the repair, accordion repair, and technician school. All kinds of groovy stuff. So look them up online. Why don't you? Worldofaccordions.org is where you're going to find them. All right? Do it to it. Tell them you heard about it on the Oompa Hour. They'll look at you with a quizzical face. I promise you. And I'm trying to remember if I played this next record sometime in the last month or so. It feels like I have, but I think I haven't, and I'm confused with doing a different radio show where I may have played it. Nah, I don't even. It gets confusing the older you get. But here's Frank Yankovic and his Yanks.
Off. Goodness sake, don't slam the door.
Fix the socket, fry the dishes. Can't you do a single chore?
Hang the picture, set the table. Don't drop ashes on the floor.
Heat the bottle, change the baby. Not me anymore.
He don't love her anymore. There he goes, right out the door. He'll be back about half past ten. And then she'll start crying
off the door.
Change the light bulb, scrub the bathtub, pick the toys up from the floor.
Take the lamp cord, make some coffee, burn the garbage, hide the door.
Get the kids and call my mother. Not me anymore.
He don't love her.
Frank Yankovic there and his Yanks here on Tim Zumpa Hour. When I was a little kid, that was one of my all-time favorite records. I played it about a billion million times. But I didn't have the Frank Yankovic version. I had it by a group called the Mark IV on a Mercury 45. It actually, I think, charted in 1958 for those guys. It wasn't really a rock and roll record. I mean, it still featured accordion and everything, but it just had a little more edge to it, I think. But I love the Frank Yankovic version, too, but I've been playing that record since I was a little teeny tiny kid, man. Now, I told you I had a bunch of records out in the garage I've been sorting out, and I have a bunch of polkas I set aside, and I've been meaning to bring them in. I finally brought some in, and this one, I don't even remember having this. This is a weird record to me. I have Johnny Vadnall and his orchestra here, who we play on the show every now and then. And I have the Was ist das Polka. Now, as near as I can tell, that's German. The record has instructions with it on how to do a bunch of basic polka steps. And as I read the instructions, I'm thinking, yep, that's not the way it happens if I'm trying to do it. But anyway, and there's a lot of piano in this, which seemed odd to me. I don't know. I do not remember Johnny Vadnall records sounding like that, but Was ist das Polka? go. That's a little Johnny Vadden on the orchestra there. Kind of a ragtime polka thing. Vos Istos Polka is the name of the record. So there you have it here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Another exciting week here in northern Minnesota for those of you that live in the area. You know, man, the road construction's at its peak. We've had some in-town festivals, a lot of traffic, man, and we could use some rain. So for those of you in Florida that are listening to the show or out there in San Francisco, down there by Austin, Texas, how you doing? I know y'all got your own troubles, but I just get to complain about them because I'm here on the radio. All right, let's do one from Whoopi John. I feel like I haven't played a Whoopi John record for a while, and I at least owe you the Poopsie Polka, don't I?
Cause she's kinda silly, and you can have Anne if you can. Or you can have Mary, cause she's so contrary, and Hazel I can't even stand. Now you can have Susie, cause she's such a floozy, and giggles all the time. But don't go near Tootsie and make any whoopsie, cause Tootsie is gonna be mine.
Tootsie, don't be so shy. I saw the twinkle in your eye, Tootsie, oh me, oh my. If I can't have you, I will die.
John there, and the Poopsie Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, also among the records that I pulled up out of the garage this week, I have the Garage Key Polka. Seemed appropriate. Kenny Bass and his orchestra. And I can tell you this, too, that this record is from 1966, the same year the Batman TV show debuted on ABC TV, one of the greatest TV shows ever made. Adam West is the only legitimate Batman, but that has nothing at all to do with this record. But anyway, it's Kenny Bass and his orchestra, and apparently he had just signed a record deal with United Artists Records, and this is on the first record that he cut for those guys. So here we go with Kenny Bass and the orchestra. We'll be right back. All right, see, that was too short. It's like, what? How can you guys be done already, man? Kenny Bass and the Orchestra. That's the Garage Key Polka with a record that I just brought up from the garage this week. So that's fresh stuff here on the old Oompa Hour. Now, I know it's a little early in the program for a waltz. We do a waltz at least one in every show. And the next record I pulled off the stack here, the pile of 45s over here, just happens to be a waltz. And I thought, well, fine, I'll just play a waltz a little earlier in the program than I usually do. Why not? It's the German-Americans here, and a lot of folks have done this song, including Whoopi John and others. Here's When the Sun Comes Over the Brewery on the Oompa Hour. There, the German-Americans there, When the Sun Comes Over the Brewery. Now, I have the Polka Doll Polka, which seems redundant. Georgie Cook and the Orchestra, another record I pulled out of the garage this past week. I think it's interesting because the writer credit on the record says George Cook, but it's performed by Georgie Cook and his orchestra. So, obviously, his showbiz show name and his paperwork legal copywriting name is George and Georgie, so I guess it could get confusing, but maybe not. Here's the Polka Doll Polka, anyway. Thank you. All right, there you have it. Georgie Cook and the orchestra. That's the Polka Doll Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Now, I'll just bet you there's some people out there celebrating an anniversary, or maybe you just did, or maybe you got one coming up. What do I remember to play the anniversary polka, like once every 6 years or something? I thought I'd slip it in right here. Now, what's interesting is the record doesn't say who the song is performed by. It's not printed on the record label. I have no idea. It's just the anniversary polka. But somebody, before I owned this 45, wrote on it with a pen that says it's Happy Louie. So we're going to go with faith that it is actually Happy Louie doing the anniversary polka, like somebody somewhere more than 40 years ago, at least, had to have written on this record, knowing that someday they would help me out with the introduction, huh?
Nasze rodzice, długo lat już minęło, jak dwa serca kochające, sobie śluby składało. Jak dwa serca kochające, sobie śluby składało. Kościele w dzieciu brali, było tam gości wiele.
All right, I have no idea what he's saying, but happy anniversary to y'all. It's the anniversary polka, and it doesn't say who's singing on the record, but somebody hand-wrote on there that it's Happy Louie. So we're going to have faith that that was actually Happy Louie. Sound reasonable to you? I think so. I have our 78 of the week coming up here in just a little bit, so stand by for that. While I get that set up, here's Johnny Pecan and the orchestra, another record out of the garage. Here's the What Do I Care polka.
My gal ain't pretty, what do I care? My gal ain't witty, what do I care? What if she's funny, her pop's got money, I'll be a millionaire.
what do I care? My gal's a dilly, what do I care? She's got a chauffeur, that's what I go for. She'll take me everywhere.
My gal ain't charming, what do I care? My gal's alarming, what do I care? Long as she loves me and she can support me, we'll make a happy pair.
Pretty.
Oh, tut tut, me boy.
My gal ain't witty.
Oh, don't care about that. What if she's funny? Her pop's got money.
Oh boy, and I'll be a millionaire.
Johnny Pecan and his orchestra, the What Do I Care Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Now it's time to get to our 78 of the week. Everything sounds great when it's on a 78, you know. And again, I was out in the garage digging through boxes of records, found some polkas. In fact, it's almost like digging for gold sometimes. You hit like a streak of good stuff, including a streak, a vein, if you will, of Shimoleski Brothers 78s on North Star Records. Out of the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul back in the day. And I'm amused because Shimoleski is spelled wrong on the label. And I've obviously been spelling Shimoleski for many, 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 many years. And so I can't even type it without the W in it. My fingers won't even do it. But I did because that's how it's spelled on the record. And it's my understanding that in the world of record royalties and radio airplay play royalties, especially if for stations that are streaming the show, for that band to get paid, you got to have the performer credits correctly spelled the way they are in the record. So it's the Shimoleski Brothers, which is how you would pronounce it anyway, but there's a W in there. You don't say Shimoleski, but there is a W in there. But there's no W on this record. But anyway, it's Jerry's Polka. And this is a really good sound in 78 once you get past a few scratches at the beginning here.
Thank you.
you go. Shemileski Brothers. That's Jerry's Polka. That's our 78 of the week. Man, I got 45s don't sound that good, man. North Star Records out of Minneapolis. I was going to try to track down the year for this one, but I don't know. It might have been after 45s were invented, because that does happen a lot. But, yeah, it says here, man, that print is little. Shemileski Brothers with Len Volkovsky. That's what it says. Well, anyway, a darn good record. I got more Shemileski Brother 45s we're going to be playing over the next coming weeks. So stand by for that. Now, I don't know about you, but anytime I run into a yodeling record, I'm inclined to play it. I'm mostly inclined because I'm probably on the side of a mountain yodeling. I don't know. But here's Louis Bashell and his Silk Umbrella Orchestra, another refugee from the garage. Here's the Happy Yodeler Polka.
I'm a happy yodeler and I yodel all day long. Yodel, ooh-hoo, yodel, ooh-hoo. Join the happy yodeler in this jolly little song. Yodel, ooh-hoo, ooh-hoo. Oh, there's a blue sky for every gray sky, and there's a blue bird for every blackbird. And if it's raining, no use complaining, there's plenty sunshine for you and me. I'm a happy yodeler and I yodel all day long. Yodel, ooh-hoo, yodel, ooh-hoo. Be a happy yodeler and you never will go wrong. Yodel, ooh-hoo, ooh-hoo. I yodel all day long. Yodel, ooh-hoo, yodel, ooh-hoo. Be a happy yodeler and you never will go wrong. Yodel, ooh-hoo, ooh-hoo.
There you go. I just like yodeling records. Louis Bashell and his Silk Umbrella Orchestra, obviously the Happy Yodeler Polka. Does it make you think of that thing on The Price is Right where the little yodeler guy is going up the mountain and he's not supposed to go over the top or you don't win or something? I don't know. That's what I think of anyway. Man, I was just realizing we're getting down toward the end of the show here, and I thought, you know, my wife is going to be back from town after I finish doing the show, and she's going to want me to put that new tire and wheel on the lawnmower. That's like a riding mower. It's not like just sticking on a wheel like on a push mower. This, they had a snap ring on there that even with a snap ring pliers, I had a heck of a time taking off. I suppose I got to find the grease, put some new grease on the axle shaft. Man, there's always work to be done. All right, now this one's kind of a fun record. It takes three different performers to pull off this record. From 1958, the centennial of Minnesota becoming a state in 1858. My math skills are right on point this week. They put out this polka record as a 100th-year centennial record, and it's pressed on sparkling golden see-through vinyl, even. We have Bill Kelsey, the Arbach Trio, and the Jolly Lumberjacks all teaming up for the Minnehaha Polka.
Minnehaha, get up and shout, it's the Minnehaha Polka. Swing a partner as you hop about to the Minnehaha Polka. If you come to Minnesota, you'll see just how we do this catchy, steppy polka with a laughy, dancy beat for you.
There's a Minneapolis two-step and a Minnechaska stroll. There's a Minnetonka waltz and there's a mini rock and roll. And many other dances that they do in Minnesota. But the one they request and the very best is the Minnehaha Polka. Flashy style caused many an Indian fight. They tell how he a walker won by strategy one night. He took her to a tom-tom dance in the lodge of the Dakota and taught her the beat of a stamp her feet to the Minnehaha Polka.
No matter if you're young and spry or have lived beyond your quota, and whether you are rich or poor, doesn't matter one iota. Going to have a lot of fun up here in Minnesota if you are hep to the peppy step of the Minnehaha Polka.
That is the Minnehaha Polka. Bill Kelsey, the Auerbach Trio, and the Jolly Lumberjacks there. Put out in 1958 for the centennial of Minnesota becoming a state. It's a genuine souvenir-type fancy pants, sparkling yellowy gold vinyl record. So let me put this away in the sleeve here. Hang on. It's not going back in the sleeve. It doesn't want to go home. All right, there we go. I got Walt Dana and his orchestra. Yeah, the Walt Dana from Dana Record Company that put out like a bazillion polka records. I got the Helen Polka. It's Walt Dana and the orchestra with the Michael Chimes, harmonicas, and the serenaders. You can hardly even fit all that on the record label.
You are such a lovely miss. How about a little kiss? For instance, one like this. Oh, Helen, 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 when I fell in love with you, what else was I to do? You made all my dreams come true.
La 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 la, I could sing the whole day through. La 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 la, singing just for you. Hey!
La 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 la,
I could sing the whole day through.
La 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 la,
singing just for you.
Hey! Helen, 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 there's no telling where I'd be if you were not with me. I need you constantly. Oh, Helen, 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 there's no bell in town like you. Please say you love me too in the way that I love you.
Oh, how I love to dance, I love to dance with my Helen. She's cute and gay and nice in every way. With her my heart will always stay.
Singing just for you. Hey! Oh, Helen, 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 there's no telling where I'd be if you were not with me. I need you constantly. Oh, Helen, 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 there's no bell in town like you. Please say way you love me too, in the way that I love you. Oh, how I love to dance, I love to dance with my Helen. She's cute and gay, nice in every way, with her my heart will always stay.
Walt Dana and his orchestra with the Michael Chimes, the harmonicas, and the serenaders there, the Helen Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Man, I've had kind of a lot of fun, silly songs on the show this week. Totally not planned for that. Just happened to work out that way. I'm going to see if I can't squeak in a couple more here, so hang on.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I'm going to try to squeak in a couple more here. You think we can do it? I'm looking at the clock here, and I'm doing math in my head, and my brain is starting to make smoke, so I don't know what's going to happen. But let's do one from the Deutschmeister, shall we? It's Black John Polka. There you go, some Deutschmeisters for you here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. The old clock on the wall says, maybe you think you're going to sneak in that Guy Lombardo record? That's the Pie in the Face Polka.
Thank you.
right, there you have it there. Told you we'd sneak that right in there. A little pie in the face polka. Guy Lombardo and his orchestra. I think in Canada they actually say Guy Lombardo, but I'm not sure about that. But right, that's the Royal Canadians. Anyway, look at the old clock there. It says we're about out of time, so roll the theme song and do that fancy pants outro thing you got there, huh?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a Polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association. Get it right, dummy. And the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.